So, Isaiah, tell me about your education background before coming to APU.
Okay, so I'm from a suburb of Seattle, Washington. I went to Jackson High School. And then I transferred, or not transferred, I guess I went to Shoreline Community College for a year to play baseball there and start my kinesiology journey. And then I transferred to APU after a year at Shoreline.
So are you a health professions or applied exercise science?
Health professions.
Okay. And why did you choose kinesiology?
Good question. So I chose kinesiology just because I've always loved learning about the human body. I've sustained a few injuries in my athletic career, so just learning about injury prevention and rehabilitation and stuff like that has always been an interest of mine, and I knew kinesiology was really the avenue to take to learn about that.
So do you play any sport in this school?
Yeah, I actually play baseball here.
And has kinesiology helped you in baseball?
Yeah, definitely. Especially because baseball is kind of an awkward sport. You put your body in difficult positions, your shoulder and elbow, and situations that a human really wouldn't be in on a daily basis. So just learning about the rotator cuff, labrum, different muscles of the upper body that really help in baseball has helped, I think, in injury prevention and rehabilitation for injuries that I have sustained.
So, like, based on your personal experience, did you do anything that's sports-related, like classes that, besides baseball, but did anything kinesiology-related in high school?
I mean, I've taken a couple biology classes, and then, of course, you know, PE, where we just go out and play sports and stuff like that.
So, what do you plan after majoring in kinesiology? Like, do you want to plan to be an athletic trainer, physical therapy, occupational therapy, PE teacher, or any other that I haven't listed?
Yeah. So I originally wanted to do physical therapy, which is why I am a health professions focused. But after having some internships and experiences in physical therapy, I think that that's not really where I'm called. So I plan to be in like the more sports performance realm.
Like a strength coach, right?
Not necessarily a strength coach, but just actual sports performance, agility, technique, and more sports related, not necessarily strength related.
Wow. So during your baseball career, have you ever like experienced like the kinesiology terms injury types?
Yeah. So I think in kines, whenever we talk about the shoulder, the main tears that we're going to talk about are probably the labrum or rotator cuff. And I actually dislocated my shoulder 2 seasons ago, and which resulted in a labrum tear. So it was interesting to learn about a labrum tear as I was recovering from a labrum tear.
So when you're in baseball, did you apply a lot of the kinesiology movements in it? Like let's say you do a shuffle, but do you realize what movement you're doing?
Yeah, I would say while warming up, we do a series of different warm-ups just to, you know, get loose, get ready for competition. And I think me and the other kines majors, we're more aware of the body positions that we're putting ourselves in, and so we're, you know, going to keep an upright posture, not try to have too much like thoracic flexion and different things like that, or lumbar flexion or extension, and you know, just try to put our body in good positions.
So in terms of baseball, what are your good careers to what are your goals for this season?
Great question. So I would say on a team level, our goal is to end up in North Carolina, which is where the World Series is. We've lost, like I said, we've lost a couple years in a row to UC San Diego, so we'd like to beat them and end up in Cary, definitely.
So how has let me see. So, as a kin major, like, did you how did you like it so far?
I've loved kines. It's definitely a difficult major. I wouldn't say it's for anybody who doesn't take it seriously, because it'll kind of chew you up and spit you out if you don't, you know, study and pay attention and take notes. But I've definitely loved it. I love the human body. I love biology and just learning more about, you know, God's creation and who we are. So, yeah, I've definitely loved kines so far. We have awesome professors. Definitely the best faculty probably on campus.
Yeah. And when... Before you started AP or college, was your first decision or your first mind was kinesiology as a major?
That's a good question. No, I think I wanted to actually be in ministry at first. Then after sustaining some injuries and spending time in physical therapy, I think I started to be drawn more to this field of kinesiology and just movement and the human body.
Okay. What else? So do you have any advice for any newcoming students for freshmen and transfers to whoever wants to pursue in this career?
Yeah. I kind of briefly touched on it earlier. I'd say definitely you have to take it seriously. Do not do kinesiology because, like, as a fallback, or just, you know, you think it's interesting, or you think, you know, it's going to be easy. It's definitely one of the harder majors on campus. Just the terminology and muscle function, muscle, you know, orientations and stuff like that. It's things that you definitely need to be serious about and diligent in your studies. I would say make good friends, people who are going to be in your corner, but people who are also going to push you to be the best student you can be, because, you know, it's tough. So just making friends with people who are serious about their schoolwork, having study groups and things like that, it just has been a huge help for me to be the student that I am in kines.
So, let me think. Sorry, I'm still thinking a little bit.
Yeah, no worries.
But, as a kinesiology major, did you have to take any prereqs? Like, do you have to take bio and stuff like that? And chemistry and, like, those stuff?
It depends kind of on where you want to go. I think there are some prereqs, some biology classes that you have to take. But if you want to go to, like, physical therapy school or something like that, you're going to need to take more chemistry, more physics, and more biology. I think after kinesiology, I've really loved kinesiology, but the only knock that I have on it is that in your coursework to graduate, you will not fulfill all the requirements to get into certain physical therapy schools. So you're going to need to do more schooling in between physical therapy, or in between your kines major and grad school. So most students will go to a junior college in between to fulfill some more coursework.
So when are you expected to graduate?
I'm going to graduate this spring. Oh. May of 2020.
Must be fun, right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
And some fun questions. What is your favorite baseball team?
My favorite baseball team is the Seattle Mariners.
And because you're from Seattle, right?
Yep.
And one more fun question is, what position do you play for baseball?
I play outfield, so yeah, either center field, left or right.
So is it fun being an outfielder?
Yeah, it's fun. We're the only position where you get to run, round, dive, and I mean, every position gets to dive, but we're diving and running into the fence and making awesome catches is just part of the job description.
And it sounds like it's like kinesiology related, because diving is like you go like this and you reach out, extend, you have flexion, you have everything that's related to kinesiology. Dives, backhand, forehands, and center body move too.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you for your time, Isaiah.
Yeah, thank you, Nate.